Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an internal review has highlighted how reports of possible abuse, neglect or mistreatment of children in County Donegal face delays being assessed by social workers because of intractable staffing problems and burnout in Tuisla. School caretakers and secretaries are set to strike later this week in a row over terms of employment. Former Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says without the international community, healthcare in Donegal would be unable to function. And delays in the defective block redress scheme are by design. That's according to Michael Doherty, the former PRO of the MICA Action Group. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, an internal review has highlighted high reports of possible abuse, neglect or mistreatment of children in County Donegal face delays being assessed by social workers because of intractable staffing problems and burnout in Tuisla. According to the Irish Times, the review found that cases had not been allocated to social workers due to persistent staffing difficulties. The review was carried out by the Child and Family Agency's Internal Quality and Insurance Assurance Inspectors and completed in November 2023. A further internal review highlighted one high priority case of alleged abuse of a child, which had been let drift for a 10-month period. School caretakers and secretaries are set to strike later this week in a row over terms of employment. The workers represented by FORSA want the same pension rights as other public sector workers. The union is set to meet tomorrow to discuss the issues. Earlier this afternoon, the union told Highland Radio News that as of this morning, over 115 members across almost 90 schools in Donegal confirmed they would be taking part in the action, with that number expected to grow. Andy Pike from FORSA says caretakers need to be valued more.
Not only do they have out-of-hours responsibility, many of them in case something happens in the school during the evening or at weekends, but during the school day, they're the people who keep the system running. Everything from health and safety to the toilets being blocked to the electric going off, a whole range of different responsibilities they have that just make sure that the school can keep functioning.
Former Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says without the international community, healthcare in Donegal would be unable to function. It's after a Pakistani doctor spoke out in recent days to say that she's considering leaving Ireland after being subjected to racist abuse. The doctor claims she was followed from her place of work and verbally abused. The incident has been reported to Gardaí. Deputy Pringle is involved in the Donegal United Against Racism campaign. He told today's 9 till noon show that everyone has a role to play in combating such abuse.
The people are doctors who are here to help us and help our, and Letterkenny wouldn't keep going without the doctors that have come in here to help Letterkenny and help the people of Donegal. And there should be, we should all be concerned about it, and we should all be acting to ensure that this doesn't happen and it doesn't be continued. And unfortunately, I think we have to look at how social media promotes this kind of activity and as well, and by clickbaiting, and people are sharing these around and getting more and more likes and baits, and that's what the reason for being. And indeed, we're seeing local media as well as allowing, giving these a platform to spout this hatred, and this is unfortunately, Greg, is natural outworkings of it, because that's where this hatred leads. It leads to attacks on innocent people who are going about their job trying to help the people of Donegal.
Delays in the defective block redress scheme are by design. That's according to Michael Doherty, the former PRO of the MICA Action Group. He believes the low level of both applications and completions under the redress scheme is the result of a very deliberate tactic to prevent a flood of applications. Since the scheme opened, of the 2,879 applications submitted, remediation works have been completed on just 220 properties, a completion rate of 7.5%. Mr. Doherty suspects many of those works are either leaf repairs, which may require further work in the future. He told today's 9 till noon show that the government appears to be happy with the current process, despite it not working for homeowners.
The realisation that I came to loud and clear, and I'm absolutely adamant about this, is that delay was by design. There's none of this here accidental in hindsight, and that's genuinely my view on it. It was designed in a way that while we had the biggest redress scheme in the land announced on one hand, the carefully created constraints ensured that there was never going to be a tsunami of applications. And that was done quite deliberately. So what they have done is they've really given enough oxygen for people like myself that had enough money, although there's money that was set aside, like I say, for retirement, whatever the case may be, to go get the process going. They knew that there was going to be so many left behind that they were never going to get an avalanche of applications. And, you know, who's to say maybe when they have bled that dry and there's none of us left out there that has that bit of money to get the fund up and running, they will then go and look at it. But it seems to be it's going to be just, they're going to drag it out as long as they can. And as long as there's some applications coming through at a high level, you can see the process is working. But on the ground, we know it's not.
The HSE's Brass Check programme has missed its screening targets for a second year in a row. Figures show the service carried out almost 60,000 fewer screenings than its goal in 2024, while it fell short by just under 20,000 the year before. That's after it had exceeded targets in 2021 and 2022. Inter leader Pádraig Tobin, who obtained the figures, says field HSE recruitment is playing a big role.
Now, the government are saying that this is a global problem in terms of the recruitment of medical professionals around this, but that's baloney. To be honest, we're saying that 13,000 nurses have emigrated from Ireland in the last 5 years. If you want to recruit somebody, you have to make sure you provide the proper pay, terms and conditions. It's obvious that Ireland is not competing internationally in those terms.
Investigations are continuing into a report of a man armed with a knife in Letterkenny last evening. The incident is understood to have occurred in the Upper Main Street area at around 7:45. Gardaí have confirmed that inquiries are ongoing into the public order incident. There's been a huge response to the HEU's campaign to secure accommodation for students. To date, over 400 beds have been made available across the northwest and west, 329 of them in Donegal. Nasia McGinn is Welfare and Equality Officer with HEU Donegal's Student Union. She says the response in the county has been tremendous, but the appeal is still very much live.
In terms of the Letterkenny and Killybegs campus altogether, we actually were very successful. So far we're on 329.
That's actually the vast majority of the numbers that have been garnered across the whole ATU region then.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, you know, I never would have expected it because here we're a smaller campus, we're a smaller space, but somehow people have gathered together and have done their part, and it's honestly, I'm just so happy and I'm so proud, and it's benefiting us as a student union, it's benefiting our incoming students. You know, people are actually finding places a lot more easier. I've managed to help students actually find places now. So it's fantastic. It honestly makes my heart warm. Don't get me wrong, there is still an accommodation issue. I know our Killybegs campus would have less because they have less students. However, people are filling in the gap. You know what I mean? People are listening to the needs of their county and are stepping in, and it's honestly just fantastic. And that doesn't mean that the appeal is dead by any means. We're still asking for more, and because we are only expanding more as a university and getting in more students, and we have more courses now, so it's one of the things that is going to be a never-ending, you know, demand. But it's nice to know that people are actually listening, and you're not just like information is not falling on deaf ears.
Meanwhile, around one third of all accommodation fraud happens during August and September. Fraudsters target returning and first-time college students, with 34% of victims under the age of 25. People are being advised to view properties in person and are being warned to use only trusted money transfer systems. Detective Sergeant Niall Smith from the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau has these tips for anyone looking for a place to rent.
We would urge people not to hand over cash or to make payments through Revolut or cryptocurrency, and pay in a way that is traceable or refundable. Insist on a proper receipt and don't enter into off-site communications for indeed a lower cash price. Of course, never give personal, financial or security information to persons who are unknown to you.
As many children in Donegal return to early years and school age care settings this week, over 1,500 remain on waiting lists for a place. The latest figures from Pubble show just 105 places are available across the county. Early Childhood Ireland is warning that without significant investment in the early years workforce in budget 2026, efforts to expand capacity will fall short. Its Director of Policy and Advocacy is Frances Byrne. She says pay and conditions for early years and school school age care graduates need to be in line with primary school teachers.
The Department of Children is working away on this issue. They're very aware that these are official statistics. But what Early Childhood Ireland is saying is that there are plans in the programme for government to add more capacity and so on, and indeed to reduce fees. Those plans will absolutely flounder unless we can find a way to give proper terms and conditions to educators across Donegal in our 127 member settings and indeed across the country. Because what's holding back our members in Donegal and elsewhere from expanding, from reopening baby rooms and so on, is that they are really, really worried that they won't be able to attract and retain staff. Whereas we have plenty of graduates who are coming out from colleges, they are either choosing not to come into early years in school age care system, or they are coming in and they are leaving. The biggest number one reason why they are leaving is terms and conditions. What we are saying in Early Childhood Ireland is that even if the government was to name a date that was in the second half of their term, in other words, if they were to say in September 2027 or September 2028, when settings reopen, graduates will be put on the same terms and conditions as teachers. That would allow for immediate change. It would allow our 127 members in Donegal to make decisions about reopening rooms, to have confident, secure conversations with graduates about their futures. That just can't happen now. And those graduates who have equivalent degrees to teachers deserve the same terms and conditions that our primary school teachers quite rightly get in Donegal and across the country.
The PSNI says people in Newcastle County Down will see more officers in the area following the start of a murder investigation. It's after a man was found dead in the Slievna Brock Avenue area of the seaside town last night. A police cordon remains in place and detectives are appealing for anyone with information to come forward. The DUP's Diane Forsyth says the community will rally together.
Absolutely, like it's a great community and my thoughts and prayers are with everyone in this area, the whole wider community, you know, as they come to terms with this. And we don't want to see people, you know, frightened. We want to support the police as they move towards justice and, you know, we want to see peaceful areas.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest's leading supplier for GAA clubs at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with badminton. Donegal's Rachel Darragh has lost out in her opening round of the women's singles at the World Championships in Paris. The Rafo native lost out to 18-year-old Sri Lankan Ranitha Leanja over the three sets. Darragh won the first 21-19, but then lost the second 21-11. Trailing 11-3 in the third, Darragh retired through injury. She has just returned to action following a lengthy layoff, which required surgery on her wrist. Rachel's cousin Joshua McGee is in mixed doubles action on Tuesday with Maya Ryan. They go up against Linda and Eva Wang from the United States of America. To football, there's one game in the Premier League tonight with defending champions Liverpool travelling to Newcastle. The Magpies will once again be without striker Alexander Isak, who is trying to force a move to their opponents. Isak dominates the build-up to the showdown. The Swedish striker wants to leave Tyneside in order to move to Anfield. But Liverpool boss Arne Slot says their hosts have plenty of threats, even without Isak.
I assume, I'm not sure, but I assume Isak is not playing from what I read in the media. But they still have Anthony Gordon as a nine. They still have Elanga as a left winger, a right winger, and Barnes from the left. And then this is the Premier League. We all have a lot of options and Newcastle have them as well.
Kick-off time at St James's Park is at 8 o'clock this evening. Arsenal winger Bukayo Saka is set to be out of action for 4 weeks. The England international sustained a hamstring injury in their win over Leeds on Saturday. It means he's set to miss next weekend's meeting with Liverpool, as well as England's upcoming World Cup qualifiers. In Gaelic games, the Donegal CCC will confirm the fixtures for round 4 of the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Club Championship later. And there will, of course, be lots of GA talk this evening on the DL debates after the 7 o'clock news. On this week's show, Brenda Venny looks at the football and hurling club championship action with Ryan Ferry, Maureen O'Donnell and Niall Cleary. Jack O'Connor is expected to continue in his role as Kerry manager for another 2 years. There had been speculation over his future in charge of the Kingdom following their 39th Sam Maguire win last month. The Irish Examiner is reporting that the five-time All-Ireland winner will be ratified at a meeting tomorrow night and his backroom team will remain the same. On the bikes, Rhys Irwin finished fifth today in race two of round seven of the super sport class of the British Superbike Championship at Caldwell Park. That followed his second place on Sunday in race one. In the championship, Irwin is second, currently 9 points behind the leader Ben Curry, with 4 weekends of action remaining. Finally, in golf, Tommy Fleetwood has jumped 3 places in the official world rankings following his first PGA Tour title win. He finished 18 under par for the day to win the Tour Championship last night. Rory McIlroy is behind Scottie Scheffler on top spot, while Shane Lowry has fallen to 23rd. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. I'm returning to some news. An unaccompanied learner driver has been caught speeding in Inishowen. Last night, Buncrana Roads Policing Unit detected the motorist travelling at 132 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometre per hour zone. The car was seized and fixed charge penalty notices issued. Gardaí are reminding all learner permit drivers that under the Clancy Amendment, they must be accompanied by a qualified driver. They are also appealing to motorists to ensure they are travelling within the designated speed limit at all times and to slow down. The government is aiming to help businesses impacted by US tariffs with a €55 million fund. Applications for the Market Diversification and Resilience Fund are due to open in the coming weeks. Enterprise Minister Peter Burke says there will be a push to expand trading markets into Latin America, Asia and the Pacific regions. Minister Peter Burke is pinpointing one sector in particular which will be supported.
You've seen that a key example in the strategy is our life science strategy, which will be very important that we're currently working on. So you see how we're dovetailing in to ensure we're meeting and supporting that sector as a key important sector for Ireland. 100,000 employees, about €120 billion of exports between our medical devices, our med tech, which is very important, our pharma, our diagnostics, all those areas we're supporting strongly.
Concerns being raised after 3 cars parked on the slipway at Port Nablan over the weekend were caught in the incoming tide. At least 1 car is understood to have been destroyed. The Caoimhe of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor Michael McLafferty, says additional signage is needed to warn motorists of the dangers of parking on the slipway. He says measures need to be implemented at the slipway to ensure there is no repeat of what happened in recent days.
Up to 3 cars, you understand, over the weekend here got under difficulty in Port Nablan here, ranging from Friday night where a car was destroyed. The gentleman left his car and when he came back from his fishing some hours later or whatever, his car was submerged in water, so that effectively wrecked his car as such. There were a similar type incident on Saturday then, yesterday evening. As you may have seen on social media, there was a Jeep that got into difficulty as well. People have parked in the wrong place such beside the pier or beside the slipway on over just to the right of the pier, not the actual pier itself, to the slipway adjacent to the pier with the division of the wall there. And they probably either didn't realise or didn't think with the good weather the tide was going in so quick. We know this happens on other beaches and that we hear tell of Ross Nowland, this type of thing. I don't think we ever had this type of incident before down here. And certainly if we can help it going forward, we don't want it to happen again for anybody. Because we want people to come to the area, obviously. Come to Dunfanaghy, come to the county, come to Crease of Dunfanaghy, Fulgarra, got Hawk on into Gweedore, Maroti, Gweedore, with their lovely beaches as well. But just while you're there, I would say to people, just try and be conscious of where you're parking.
Is there more that Donegal County Council could be doing in terms of putting up signs, warning people?
There is some signage there, but there's obviously not adequate signage. At this particular place, there's not adequate signage there, to be fair. So I have asked Donegal County Council, first of all, several months ago now, to get a yellow box junction done as such on the slipway where the boats are launching. Because that's a bone of contention a lot of days as well. The boats are trying to launch, their cars parked there. The argument is then there's no signage there, there's no yellow box there. There was a yellow box, but it's just got washed away over time with the salt water.
Weather now, rain will clear away early this evening, leaving a mix of clear spells and isolated showers. Lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. An internal review has highlighted high reports of possible abuse, neglect or mistreatment of children in County Donegal. Face delays being assessed by social workers because of intractable staffing problems and burnout in Tusla. According to the Irish Times, the review found the cases had not been allocated to social workers due to persistent staffing difficulties. School caretakers and secretaries are set to strike later this week in a row over terms of employment. The workers represented by FORSA want the same pension rights as other public sector workers. Former Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says without the international community, healthcare in Donegal would be unable to function. It's after a Pakistani doctor spoke out in recent days to say that she's considering leaving Ireland after being subjected to racist abuse. And delays in the defective block redress scheme are by design. That's according to Michael Doherty, the former PRO of the MICA Action Group, who believes the low level of both applications and completions under the redress scheme is a result of a very deliberate tactic to prevent a flood of applications. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast from Main Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 25th of August. The death has taken place of Ruby Duffy, née McAdams, 3, Hazelwood Strabane, formerly of Lambton Court Strabane and the Brandywell Derry. Reposing at her home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Edward Eddie Kelly, Drumcarbot, Mallon. Edward's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahatlay, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Sean O'Donnell, 6, Woodlawn, Stranorer, formerly of Belcritch, Kincashla. Remains reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer, at 11 o'clock. Interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Kathleen McCauley, née McKinney, Key Street, Moville. Kathleen's remains are reposing at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonna, this evening until removal at 6 o'clock to St Pius X Church, Moville, reposing overnight. Kathleen's funeral mass will take place in St Pius X Church tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed on movilleparish.com. Donations in lieu of desired to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.